Someone I reached out to, and he was great. He had not only did he we talk, but we met face to face early on in my diagnosis. And one of the best pieces of advice he gave me, and I tell people, I had a friend of mine in college that just went through cancer, and I told him kind of what Bob told me, and I would tell anybody this, is that when you get diagnosed, and then he had a pretty severe form, I think it was leukemia, but you're gonna have to take care of yourself first, and then from there you can look at what he said is he almost like assembled a small, very tight-knit team. And what he told his mom at the time, and I think his wife at the time, and he's like, I want you there by my side, but I can't have tears. I can't, it basically, it was, he kind of said, like, you need the kind of, because he's social by nature. He's at Woodlock. I'm a very outgoing, I think, person by nature. And so I have a lot of friends and relatives and acquaintances. But what he said, and it was good advice, was basically you need to kind of, not that you go underground, but that you get a few people. They understand that, like, this is your fight and
Right.
that this is the way you're going to handle it. And they have
And
to just support you and almost like just understand that there's going to be highs and lows and
the Right.
Less questions and less quarterbacking, more just support me, and I'm going to handle this
Right.
with you on by my side.